Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Strength in the technology and basic materials sectors helped Canada's main stock index finish over 130 points higher today. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was up 135.74 points. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 24.58 points. The S&P 500 Index up 32.72 points, while the NASDAQ Composite was up 218.10 points. The Canadian dollar traded for 72.50 cents U.S. compared with 72.52 cents yesterday. The Prime Minister says Canada is making progress, but don't expect any immediate white smoke on U.S. trade deals. Mark Carney tells reporters he had a good conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday night, but he warns there is no guarantee Ottawa will secure any of the deals being discussed. The Federal Integrity Commissioner's Office says it's struggling to keep up with the volume of complaints and disclosures. Commissioner Harriet Soloway says the cases cover things like toxic workplaces, widespread or systematic discrimination, or financial mismanagement. She says 220 files are still awaiting analysis, some dating back more than a year. The brother of a man fatally shot in a home invasion in Vaughan last week describes his brother as a hero who died defending his family. Naeem Farooqi says his brother Abdul Alim was killed after three intruders broke into his house and pointed a gun at his children. The killing follows a string of alleged homicides and home invasions in Toronto's northern suburbs and across Ontario over the past several days. One of the world's largest film festivals gets underway tomorrow. Angelina Jolie, Idris Elba, and Keanu Reeves are among the A-list celebrities expected to arrive for the Toronto International Film Festival. The 11-day celebration of cinema will also see red carpet appearances by Ryan Reynolds, Natalie Portman, Matthew McConaughey, Kerry Washington, Dwayne Johnson, and many more. Shane Bieber gets the start tonight as the Toronto Blue Jays look to take their three-game set against the host Cincinnati Reds. Montreal's Félix Auger-Aliassime aims for a U.S. Open semifinal berth today against eight-seeded Australian Alex de Minaur. Gabriella Dabrowski of Ottawa and partner Aaron Rotliff of New Zealand play second-seeded Italians Jasmine Paolini and Sara Errani today in the U.S. Open women's double semifinals. Increasing cloudiness with the risk of a thunderstorm overnight and a low tonight of 14 degrees. Tomorrow, showers with the risk of a thunderstorm early in the morning, then clearing. Tomorrow's high will be 19. A mix of sun and cloud for Friday, chance of a shower, and a high of 23. Right now, it's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver.